bless you. Thank you for attending tonight. We encourage you and invite you to remain standing. We want to honor the Lord in worship this evening as we get started. God bless you.
Just when I then you came along and you put me back together. Now every desire is now satisfied. Washed in his blood. He did for me on Calvary is more than enough. Oh, I trust in God, my Savior, the one.
Y'all can be seated. That is the end of the worship. Okay, I would like to ask Jade and Leah to come up. They're going to perform a little song for you.
Yeah. Hallelujah. We have a Pentecostal group here tonight, right? Yes. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. He asked for a surrendered heart. A submitted heart unto him. And because you've laid it down at his feet, you've surrendered unto him. You're being obedient to do what you know to do. It will be well with you. It will be well with you. It will be well with you. Your path will be made clear. Your provision will come. And the things that concern you are taken care of by the Lord God Almighty. Because he fights for you. He provides for you. He fills in the gaps for you. And with him, you are never alone. You are never without. You are taken care of, filled up, amplified, moving forward. Because he has made you. He has created you for such a time as this. So we'll send you out today, well equipped and well able, nothing missing, nothing broken, and all will be well. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. This class is special to me, and I love them very much. I'll probably say that every year, but this year, this class is very special to me. Miss Leah was my final student. So as she graduates tonight, it's special. And it's special because it's my 30th year anniversary. So you know I got to bring myself into it, right? But I love these girls, and they've put God first. And it's been evident. There's been an anointing on this class. There's been a unity in this class. And at any given time, you could go into high school and there was worship playing. And that was evident just tonight. They want to worship God. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful. It's also our 40th graduating class of CCS. So it's a privilege to be here tonight and to honor these graduates. At this time, we would like to recognize our salutatorian and our valedictorian. So let me get these. I have them before me because that's not something you want to mess up, you know? Our salutatorian for the class of 2023 is Miss Jade Shoemate. Look at that. I coached them to stay in pose, so. Our valedictorian for the class of 2023 is Miss Madison Bohannon. Thank you, ladies. All three seniors have already received their awards at our awards service Friday night, but I would like to make mention of the awards that they received. All three received their scripture memory. They put God's word first and received their award for scripture memory. All three received the Good Samaritan Award, and that award is the Good Samaritan from the Bible, reaches out to help other ones. And that's something that they're close voted on. And then the Crusader Award that's nominated by the School for School Spirit, overall school spirit, and a love for Christ, that went to Jade Shoemate. And so we just want to say that we honor them and we love them and we're thankful for all the things that they have achieved this year. Now, Pastor Mark and Miss Margaret, they have a Bible from Cleveland Christian Fellowship to give to each graduate. And so I'm going to hand these. This is their gift. And this is a Bible from Cleveland Christian Fellowship. It has been their mission and desire that children are released into the world, not only with an educated mind, but also with a highly trained spirit, a fervent love for God and His Word, and a mind and body consecrated and dedicated unto God's Word. So, this is a gift to be embraced and holds all true wisdom and knowledge. Therefore, please receive the gift as a continuation of the mission of Cleveland Christian Fellowship. Now at this time, Miss Madison will address her classmates, family, and friends with her valedictorian speech.
Good evening, everyone. This is a little scary for me. I don't do well public speaking. Well, I never thought I'd be valedictorian, you know, even if it is just a class of three. But I want to start off by saying that I couldn't ask for a better graduating class. I've made two lifelong friends that I will forever cherish. I also couldn't have asked for a better teacher to have in my last class. Where are you at, Miss Stephanie? Love you. She's always been there for each and every one of us, and she loves us like her own. She's basically a second mother to me. She would do anything for us at any cost, and I just love her so much. I also want to thank Miss Sheila, I don't know where you went, but thank you, for welcoming me into this school, and you've guided me a lot through everything you've put it through to this school and helped me a lot. Thank you for that. And then thank you, Mom and Dad, for putting me into this school that, you know, never thought I'd love so much and that I wouldn't want to leave. And it's just a lot, and it's a big impact on me. And I love it so much. And I never imagined a school this small would be such a big impact on my life. And the last person I want to thank, I don't know if she's here, I don't know where she's at, but it's Olivia Odom for writing this speech, even though I went a little off the rails with it. Thank you. And congratulations, Jade and Leah, and love y'all, and peace out.
Can't do, you're faithful and true, though the storms Fun. Can we just watch some more? Praise God. It's my distinct honor tonight to introduce our guest speaker to you, Reverend Caleb Arnwine. Caleb is right here from Cleveland, Tennessee, and is a graduate. I started to mess with you, but he's a graduate from Walker Valley High School, glory to God. And then in 2015, he graduated from Rhema Bible Training College and is ordained through the Rhema Ministerial Association International. He just happens to serve as our youth pastor right here at Cleveland, Tennessee. And I don't know if you could see him behind that number 40, but he's a pretty good drummer, don't you think? Amen. And he also just happens to be married to my granddaughter, Christina. And they serve together in the ministry here at the church and elsewhere. Praise God. And they have three boys, Jeremiah, Judah, and Josiah. And so would you join me in giving a big warm welcome to Reverend Caleb Arnwine.
There you go. Well, praise the Lord. How's everybody doing?
We can't tell you how much it means for all of you to be here. I know it's important to these three here that you're all here and involved in their lives, so we thank you so much. It's an honor. It's a privilege to be here doing this, considering I just graduated last weekend. You know, usually there's a waiting period to get to do this kind of thing, but here we are. So, I'm very grateful to have the honor to do this. To thank a couple of people here, thank you parents, thank you grandparents, thank you aunts and uncles, guardians of any kind, for your say in where you send your child to school. Thank you for putting an emphasis on the Word and on Christian education. Thank you teachers and staff for what you do day in and day out for these students. For any of you who have had a godly influence in their life over the years in teaching and in counseling, in love and in correction, preparing them to take the next step. Thank you, Miss Sheila and Pastor John, for being used by God in the many areas that you are. Thank you for leading the charge in the school and facilitating an environment where the children are not seen as burdens to be tolerated, but as blessings to be nurtured and brought up in the Word. Thank you, Pastor Mark and Miss Margaret, for obeying the call of God. We are all here because of you too. Thank you so much for being pioneers in the faith, for believing that the next generation is a priority, that they would not only have an educated mind, but that they would have a highly trained spirit. Madison, Leah, Jade, you made it. You're here, right? So now you get to take a big, deep sigh of relief. Right? You're here. I want to commend you, first of all, for your hard work, your perseverance, and your dedication. You guys have put in the work, you put in the time, you put in the effort. So now you get to reap the reward. Amen. You made it. Praise the Lord. Let's pray before we get started here. If you would, bow your head and close your eyes. Father, we thank you so much for this occasion. God, we thank you for these three that are before me tonight. God, I thank you for the Holy Spirit that is on the inside of them, that lives big on the inside of them. I thank you for the Word that has been put in them and imparted to them. Father, we thank you for every family represented here. And Father, we thank you that we would have safe travels as we leave this place and that you would go with us in every single facet of life, Father, that we are blessed, spirit, soul, and body in the mighty name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Amen. Now, I've had the opportunity to speak into the lives of these three in chapel services. We have chapel every Wednesday morning, and I've had the privilege to speak into them in chapel over the past couple of years, and I pray that that they've heard the Word, maybe a little bit, and received at least a little something from our time together. But I want to leave you with three things to send you off and hopefully encourage you with as you prepare for the future. And the first of those things is have faith in God. In Mark chapter 11, verse 22, Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe you receive them, and you will have them. Faith is the assurance of God's Word and the belief in all that He has done. We read in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I love so much the way the Amplified puts it. It says, now faith is the assurance. It's the assurance, the title deed, the confirmation. When you hold the title to your car, you have the deed to your home. What does that mean? It's yours. You own it. Amen? So faith is the assurance, the title deed, the confirmation of things hoped for, divinely guaranteed, and the evidence of things not seen. the conviction of their reality, faith comprehends as fact what cannot be experienced by the physical senses. I've heard people say, I have faith in blank. And I have faith in prayer. Well, okay, that's good. But you have faith in the God who hears and answers prayer. I have faith in healing. Okay? Praise God. But you have faith in the God who heals. I have faith in the Word. Have faith in the God who spoke the Word. Because God spoke the Word and all things came into existence. Everything came into being. So when you pray, it says, believe you receive the things that you have said and you will have them. Amen? Paul said, I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep what I have committed to him. I've come to find that faith is a very, very personal thing. It's a personal thing. It is not just I have faith in what, it's I have faith in who. Amen? It's not just in the principles, it's in the person. Amen? Praise God. The second thing that I want to present to you, to hopefully encourage you, is remain teachable. Remain teachable. If there's one thing that I got out of Bible school, it was to remain teachable. Mark chapter 4, verses 24 and 25 in the Amplified said, Then he said to them, Pay attention to what you hear. By your own standard of measurement, that is to the extent that you study spiritual truth and apply godly wisdom, it will be measured to you. And you will be given even greater ability to respond, and more will be given to you. For whoever has a teachable heart, to him more understanding will be given. And whoever does not have a yearning for truth, even what he has will be taken away from him. John C. Maxwell, he's a New York Times best-selling author, primarily on the subject of Christian leadership. He had this to say, Teachability is not so much about competence and mental capacity as it is about your attitude. It is the desire to listen, learn, and apply. It is the hunger to discover and grow. It is the willingness to learn, unlearn, and relearn. Maxwell adds, The truth is that growth is only possible when we are willing to adapt a teachable spirit. That means having a passion to learn, possessing an intention to learn daily, and reflecting on what we're learning to know how to apply it. I love so much the way legendary basketball coach John Wooden states it. It's what you learn after you know it all that counts. Because, let me tell you guys, once you think you know it all, you have cut yourself off from growth. Amen? A teachable person is a humble person. They're willing to be taught. They listen and are led by the Holy Spirit. They glean from one another and attempt to gain something from his or her experience, knowledge, and wisdom. And we know that the Bible has a lot to say about humility, right? In James chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, it says, But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. There are a lot of people trying to resist the devil without first submitting to God. Amen? Humble yourself, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. And then Peter says in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 5 and 7, Likewise, you younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you be submissive to one another, and be clothed in humility. For God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that He may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. And He does care for you very, very much. The last thing that I want to leave you with, so that we can get on with this thing, right? Y'all are ready to walk. You're ready to graduate. No? All right, well, let's keep going. No, the last thing I want to leave you with, and it's no surprise to me that this has been a common thread tonight. This has been a truth that has followed me and stuck with me my entire life. When I graduated from Bible college, our commencement speaker was Brother Keith Moore. Some of you may know who he is. Brother Keith Moore, he said these three words, and these three words that he spoke to us that day have rung in my ears and in my mind and in my heart. They have lifted me and encouraged me through some of the hardest, darkest, most trying times of my life. And those three words are, God is faithful. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 4 says, I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God which was given to you by Christ Jesus, that you were enriched in everything by Him in all utterance and all knowledge, even as the testimony of Christ was confirmed in you, so that you come short in no gift, eagerly waiting for the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ, who will also confirm you to the end, that you may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. And verse 9 says this, God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 24 read like this, rejoice always. That's a good piece of advice, right? Yes. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Everybody out here searching for the will of God, right there it is. Rejoice always. In everything, give thanks. We give praise, not because every situation is praiseworthy, but because He is praiseworthy in every situation. Amen? Give thanks in everything. Verse 19 says, do not quench the Spirit. Do not despise prophecies. Test all things. Hold fast what is good. Abstain from every form of evil. Now may the God of peace Himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 24, He who calls you is faithful, who will also do it, or who is also well able to do it. Reminds me of a verse in Philippians chapter 1. That says, being confident of this very thing, He who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. In this life, you will have trials and tribulations. You will have hardship and temptation. It's a part of life. It's a part of being human. It's a part of being on this earth. But listen to this. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, in the Amplified, it says, now, no temptation, regardless of its source, has overtaken or enticed you that is not common to human experience, nor is any temptation unusual or beyond human resistance. But God is faithful to His word. He is compassionate and trustworthy, and He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability to resist. But along with temptation, He has in the past and is now and will always provide the way out as well, so that you will be able to endure it without yielding and will overcome temptation with joy. Jesus tells us in John chapter 16, in this world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. He's faithful. Say that with me. He's faithful. He's faithful. And when we do fall short, when we do mess up, when we do make a mistake, when we sin, 1 John 1:9 tells us that if we confess our sins, He is what? He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He is faithful. God is faithful in every season, in every situation, in every area of your life. God is faithful. So the question then does not become, is God faithful? The question then is, are you faithful to Him? We said that faith is the assurance of God's word and the belief in all He has done. Faithfulness is living in accordance with that truth, aligning yourself with that. 1 Corinthians 4:2 says it is required of stewards that they be found faithful. A steward is just another word for an overseer or a manager of something. If you look at the story of Joseph in the Bible, he was a steward of Potiphar's house, right? And Peter considered himself, along with all other Christians, stewards of the manifold grace of God. To be a faithful steward meant being reliable, dependable, trustworthy. To be a steward is to have the heart of a servant, again, being humble. Amen? Do you remember the story of Jesus turning water into wine? I remember that story. So in John chapter 2, Jesus was invited to a wedding along with His disciples, and the mother of Jesus was also there. As they were celebrating, they ran out of wine, right? Mary noticed this and went to Jesus and said, "They have no more wine." Any of y'all like proud parents in here? And I'm talking about the type of proud parent that when you're in a group of people, you can't help but say, "Hey, baby, show them that thing you can do." That type of proud parent where it's like you're embarrassed to be around them, right? It's like, "Go, no, show them what you can, show them that thing you can do." So Mary goes to Jesus and says, "They have no more wine." And I no doubt believe that in the human mind of Jesus, He may have said, "Listen, woman, this is not the time or the place," right? Which He literally said, "My time has not yet come," right? Isn't that what He said? So Mary says, "Jesus, they have more wine," and Jesus is like, "Hey, what does this have to do with me?" But then something profound happens, which I believe to be the key to being a faithful servant in the sight of God. I believe this is the key to miracles happening in this earth. I believe that this would enable us to see a move of God like we have never seen before. Hear this now. This is profound. Mary, the mother of Jesus, then turns to the servants and says, "Whatever He tells you to do, do it." Whatever He says, you do it. This is the key, friends. Faithfulness is not trying hard. Faithfulness has nothing to do with talent. It's not diligence or giving your best effort. Faithfulness is doing what He said, when He said, how He said. And as you have faith in Him, as you have a personal relationship with Him, as you remain teachable by His Spirit and by the godly influences that He has placed in your life, I believe that God will find each one of you faithful. And He will continue to be faithful to you in the next chapter of life and in every chapter to follow. God bless you. Congratulations.
Amen. See, that's one of those moments where we go, "Caleb, get up there, baby, and do what you do." Thank you, Pastor Caleb. We appreciate it. Well, ladies, you ready? No. It's happening. It's happening. Pastor Mark, will you join me and help me? Okay. Well, ladies, if you will please rise. Madison Bree Bohannon. Madison enrolled in Cleveland Christian School in the 11th grade. She's been accepted to Bryan College and is seeking the Lord for her next steps. Madison is the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Timothy and Louise Bohannon. Come on. Leah Marie Sherlin. Leah enrolled in Cleveland Christian School in the 8th grade. She will be attending Bryan College and plans to pursue a degree in primary and special education. Leah is the granddaughter of Mr. and Mrs. Leroy and Brenda Roden. Jade Shamira Shoemate. Jade enrolled in Cleveland Christian School in the 10th grade. She will be attending Bryan College and was awarded a scholarship for volleyball. She plans to pursue a degree in children's psychology with a career in counseling. Jade is the daughter of Mr. and Mrs. Johnny and Tabitha Shoemate. Okay, graduates, will you please step forward and face the congregation? My Lady Crusaders, you may turn your tassels. Ladies and gentlemen, it is with great honor that I present to you the Cleveland Christian School graduating class of 2023.
Wide open for this prayer, because I'm just going to pray a prayer over you. How about that in dismissal? Praise God. I pray above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. And may God's richest and best be continually yours in Christ Jesus. Amen and amen. You are dismissed. Praise God.